to get real. Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of Get Real, hosted
get real.
By me, Ashley.
Me, BM.
And me, Peniel of B2B.
All right. And if this is your first time tuning in, this is Get Real, where we get honest about our ups and downs of young adulthood and from our perspective.
Yeah.
Yes. So today we're talking about social media.
Oh no.
Oh, social media.
And before that, Matthew is blonde.
Hi guys.
Yeah.
I'm digging this new look.
My comeback is soon and I'm blonde now.
It's a sexy look.
Thanks.
Well, I like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure by the time this episode goes up.
It's gonna be out.
Yeah, it's gonna be out.
So if you guys haven't streamed it, yes, stream it. Stream it a lot.
Yeah.
Go support card.
Yeah, gunshot.
Sounds like you call them car. Car. Card. It sounds like you were like, go support car.
Card.
Card. Yes.
Okay. If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or leave us a comment on the full episode on YouTube once it goes up.
Yup.
And our YouTube is at DieFods.
Can't they text us now too?
Oh, yes. Can you tell them the number?
Yeah. If you guys want to text us, questions for Get Real, text your question or message to 131-056-41030. All right. You can ask us questions there. That is a U.S. number, by the way. So.
Yes.
Yes, charges may apply. I don't know how this works.
310. What area code is that? Is that?
I think it was
SLA. Okay.
Oh, dang. All right. Text us your questions. We'll love to hear from you.
Yeah, hit us up.
Yeah, and we're still enjoying reading your comments, everyone. So thank you for the feedback.
Thank you.
All right.
Unwanted family guests are like fish. They start to stink after 3 days. So what's the best mattress for them this holiday season? Definitely not a Nectar. Then they'll never leave. Flip those fish your old mattress and put your human body on a Nectar. Prices start at just $499 and you get $399 in accessories thrown in, a 365-night home trial, and a forever warranty. A fresher deal than your mackerely mother-in-law, right? Go to NectarSleep.com today.
Let's get
social media started. Mm-hmm.
So, man, we have a lot to talk about.
Are you guys big like social media people? I know you are.
Yes.
She even got her own like hashtag.
Oh. Aesthetics.
Aesthetic.
Aesthetics.
Aesthetics.
I love it.
Are you still pushing it these days too?
I mean, whenever I upload a pretty picture, I put it.
Oh, okay.
I include it.
Hashtag aesthetic.
Aesthetic. Aesthetic with the leaf emoji.
Yeah. Whoever has a short tongue, it's going to be hard for them to say.
Aesthetic. Aesthetic.
Why a leaf?
I don't know, because I feel like it's very aesthetic.
Are you one with nature?
Okay. Sure, let's say that.
Yeah. Are you a big social media person?
I stay on it just to like see reactions or like kind of to keep up. And I feel like nowadays, almost to be educated, like what fans say, mm-hmm. what goes and what doesn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like the culture nowadays is like, you gotta really be careful what you put up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, I don't know. I'm usually the type of person that kind of, I'm like transparent when it comes to like, what I say and what I do on SNS.
Mm-hmm.
But that could be good and bad because I kind of say what I want. But then if I say too much, it's like, oh, you shouldn't have said that type stuff. Like, you know, come out to I haven't had a big problem yet.
Okay.
So
let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah.
But which is why I kind of stay on to like stay educated because, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
We gotta tread lightly.
Yeah. And you
tread
have
lightly.
Like 3 different Instagram accounts, no? That you are in charge of.
Oh,
you got your photo one too.
Yeah.
I have my photography, my dog, and then mine.
Yeah.
But then because my dog's in America, I don't really do it that much.
Uh huh.
And then photography, it's like I can't really go around that much these days. Mm. So I haven't really been doing too much on that one either.
Take some self-portraits at home. Self-time.
Is that how you pose for
yourself? Is that how you pose for yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have the arms up. Right. But anyways, what would you say your relationship to social media is?
I'm not in any relationship with social media.
It's like, I'm married to my Instagram account.
No, because for me, I think it's like half leisure / pleasure and then half work.
True.
I love taking pictures, so I enjoy posting pictures and looking at other pictures too. And
true.
I find inspiration from Instagram as well, true. Scrolling through other people's pictures. But at the same time, it's like to communicate with fans and kind of like stay updated with friends too.
Right.
And yeah.
I feel like each social media platform is like, it has its own culture too.
Mm.
Like yeah. Instagram has like, you know, like you were saying aesthetics. That's like it has like that whole aesthetic whole feel to it. Like what your Instagram feed looks
yeah,
like when you look
feed
like.
And everything,
you know what I mean?
Is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Twitter, I feel like honestly, like Twitter can be like super toxic because
yeah.
it's all just conversation. It's all just like. People talking what they want to talk about.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And like they have to use that almost to get their clout up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, yeah. I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff are taken out of context and like are fit into whoever's narrative it wants to be fit into in Twitter.
Yeah.
So Twitter is crazy. I try to stay off of Twitter as much as I can. But I do sometimes like look at it to see like reactions from fans as to what they feel about our comeback or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's TikTok. Definitely good for… Because it's like real time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good for like reactions and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's TikTok, which is like just like pure entertainment, I think.
And isn't it gone in America now?
Is it completely gone? Do you guys know… Diane, do you know if TikTok's like gone now?
An American company has like 45 days to buy it.
Uh-huh.
And if they don't buy it within 45 days, it's going to ban it.
How are you going to buy that, bro? That's Chinese money, bro. Chinese money is big.
Well, I heard Microsoft is thinking about buying it.
Microsoft money big too.
Yeah.
All right, Microsoft or Google. Yeah. One of you guys, then take initiative. Yeah. Come on.
I think someone's going to buy it, right? Because it's so big in the States
huge.
Right now.
It's
so.
Huge.
But I did hear that it died down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I was never on TikTok, so
yeah. I heard like it, yeah, I heard it recently it died down. But then I'll ask someone else and be like, "Yo, it's still the hype now." So I'm just like, "Oh, what?"
Is it? I mean, it's like if you want your song to do well, you got to do a TikTok
challenge.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everybody's doing a TikTok challenge. Are you guys doing a TikTok challenge?
I'm about to do one. I'm about to start one, hopefully, because you know that brings in a lot of. Attention.
Clout, for sure.
Don't make the dance too hard.
Oh, it's going to be our choreography.
Oh, okay.
And our choreography
is
easy this time.
Okay. That's good. Wait, when did you guys first start social media though? What was your first form of SNS?
Zanga.
Zanga.
Oh, Zanga.
Yeah, Zanga.
Yes.
I didn't do Zanga.
You didn't do Zanga?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I did Zanga.
Zanga, changing the layout, like the font, creating banners.
I think I saw my sister do Zanga a little bit maybe, but I wasn't too into that.
Yeah, I bet a lot of listeners are like, what the hell is Zanga?
Yeah, that's
old school. It's with the X too, isn't it? X-A-N-G.
Yeah.
It's like 2003 or 2004 or something. And that was more like for journal entries.
Yeah.
So that's when
we
would
write
a lot.
It was a little
blog.
Yeah. We would post photos from here like time to time.
Do you know how you could have like the song in the background?
Yes. Always.
Was D-Stylistics also like someone that was like trending in your area? D-Stylistics?
What song?
Okay,
what song?
Who?
Like there was like a song called By My Side that's like… Okay. Never mind. Oh. Maybe it was an LA thing, but dang, that was like back in the day.
D-Stylistics.
A lot of people had like the Sunshine song, like
by Tamia. Oh no, Lil Flip.
Yes,
Sunshine.
Yes.
I can call you my baby boy.
I remember that one.
I don't know the song.
Peniel, we're only 2 years apart.
I didn't really listen to a lot of music growing up.
Oh, what'd you do when you were younger?
Play outside.
What we should have done.
We can thank social media for that.
We'd be outside running around all the time.
Wow.
And I used to listen to rock.
Oh, like alternative.
Yeah.
I had my Linkin Park phase.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. Hip hop till like later. I got into hip hop really late.
Oh, really? Really? So you, the first social media thing you had was MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace. Like the top five friends.
Bro, there was so much drama because of that. The top five, top eight.
Oh my God. So I would change mine around like from time to time to please everyone.
You would? Like to please everyone? Yeah. I honestly, I saw like, oh man. You would, there, it was inevitable to just kind of be a part of that drama because like when you would see who your top one is and then like see them switch with your top two and then like just like watching it switch is like or watching your friend's top eight switch and see where you are then it's like all right I'm gonna put you on number four too then
I know, you know what I mean? So silly but we took it personally
hell yeah we did
wasn't there up to like top 30
you could like change it
right, I think there was
you're right
like change it around like how much it shows and I think Max was like top 30 or something
there was some drama because of that
and then you could add a song onto MySpace too.
And
like change the layout and stuff too.
Yeah, my MySpace used to be lit.
I wanted to like find pictures from my emo days and stuff. So I tried logging into MySpace, but I couldn't figure it out. I was so sad.
Oh wait, MySpace is still around?
It is still around, but I think people use it more for like music. Like people post music and stuff.
People still use it?
I don't know, but it's still active. Like there's still people on it. So. Oh, wow.
I'm gonna check right now.
I can't remember my ID or anything though.
I don't remember anything either.
Can't even remember email.
Your email, your old email. How cringe was your old email?
It was like babycurlx33.
Oh my god. Yeah, mine was similar. Mine was L1L, which is Lil X Fat Boy, but the A was a 4.
Oh,
it used to be fat.
Yeah, the curl was a Q instead of a G. Better. Oh gosh, what was yours?
So much has changed.
Mine was like Mengchungi 73 or something.
Mengchungi?
Like M-U-N-C.
It was like M-U-N-G-C-H-U-N-G-Y.
What?
Oh, Mengchungi.
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 Did you have a lot of Korean friends when you were younger?
Like a few, yeah.
So, okay. Dang, I had like no Korean.
They're the ones that like got me into K-pop.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I used to just listen to like rock and then…
Dang.
Yeah. Korean friends got me into…
I had like one Korean friend. Oh, like really? Me and him, like all we listened to was hip-hop.
Oh,
wow. Listen to no K-pop. Yeah. Korean rap a little bit here and there, but yeah, we're like…
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you ever like scroll through Instagram or whatever social media and just… start feeling bad about yourself or like start comparing your life?
I stopped doing that. Like looking at like rich people stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of everything I don't have. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I mean, people are only going to post the good stuff on social media. Mm-hmm. You know?
True that.
So, I was like, I just think about that. I'm like, they're probably struggling with something too.
Yeah.
I'm like…
We just see the highlights.
Yeah. We're only seeing the highlights. So, I don't think we need to feel too bad. But I guess you can't really help it when it's like… You want something. Mm. And then you go on social media. And then all of a sudden someone's just like…
Flexing
that stuff. And you're like, man.
Yeah. They're like always on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like traveling the world.
No, but like I do hear stories of like how those people are usually the people that are like hella depressed on their own time. You guys seen that video of like people just like wearing a mask of them smiling, but like if you're like…
Oh, behind them there's like they're like crying. It's like a meme. It's not an actual picture. Yeah. It's like the drawing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not like real, but that's kind of like… I feel like how I guess, it is nowadays.
It's
too.
It's a front.
Yeah.
I gotta stay up to date with these memes. I'm so behind.
That's a pretty old meme though.
How do you like stay updated? Do you like… Is there like a specific…
On social media.
Is there like a specific Instagram you follow for that? Or I don't know.
No, I think like everyone posts.
Yeah, what? It just comes on every once in a while.
Yeah. I don't know. They're pretty popular.
Okay, if you guys see the next like popular meme, please DM it.
Yeah, we'll be sure to share it with
right,
you.
Everyone. Yes.
So I can stay updated.
Everyone that's watching this, just send a bunch of memes to Ashley now.
Yeah.
Even if they're not popular, just send them to her.
Yeah.
So she can get caught up on the meme culture.
I'm so lost.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think, I mean, do you think it's because it's like, you know, like you get jealous and stuff. Do you think it's good for you mentally?
What do you
social
mean?
Media?
Hell no.
No.
No. No, right? Social media is I feel like it could be like I need it for business stuff too, you know, like promote my stuff and whatnot. But more than that, sometimes I feel like it could get a little bit too much, like it's likes and comments and like and follow backs. These three things are kind of like something where I feel like I want to share with people, like, don't care about this kind of
stuff. You
know, it's not really like, anything.
Instagram, didn't they recently take away the like for like not all, but for a few accounts.
Yeah.
So then you can't see like the exact number. It's just like liked by like few thousand people or something like that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like with my private account, I can't see the number of likes or like the number of views for videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't show. But for like my public one, I could still see the number of likes. So it's not applied to every account.
Not for like every account, but it's like some accounts. It's just like liked by… And then like maybe someone like the people that you're following.
Yeah.
It'll be like liked by like Big Matthew and a thousand others.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know how we were talking about how MySpace, like the top 8, top 5 thing, how that started drama? I feel like nowadays for this generation with Instagram, it's like…
the likes.
Yeah, it's the likes.
The followers.
Like, I like your picture, why don't you like mine back? Like, what's up with that? Are we not friends or what?
I don't know. Yeah. No, and then there's like some like the algorithms and stuff too.
There is, yeah.
Right? It's like… Yeah,
you can't
know.
Always see everyone's post when you're scrolling.
Yeah. Do you think there could be a plus in any way? Like a stress relief or something maybe through social media?
I feel like a lot of that is… well, for me… I feel like it's like our job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For us, I feel like because we're in the entertainment industry… it might be more stressful for us because… to us it might feel like a job kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how it is with other people.
I mean, like, I think it's a plus for me because I can stay updated with my friends back in the States.
Right. Because
I can't talk to them every day or see them often. So I'll use social media to see how they're doing and how they're, you know, how their life is going.
Go ahead.
I feel like it could be kind of good for your mental health too, because there's like a lot of funny stuff on there too, you know?
True that.
Sometimes you're just going through and then you just see a bunch of funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in some ways it could be helpful, but I feel like it is more toxic than helpful.
Yeah,
though,
it is.
I feel like
when I say it's our job, it's like what we use the platform for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm in like the moment and like I feel like I'm going through something in life where I'm just like, dang, like someone's probably going through the same thing, I kind of like put it up to kind of like let people know who are kind of struggling similarly. I'm going through this too, you know?
Right.
So in that sense, I feel like it can also make people feel like they're not…
Alone.
Yeah. Like, okay, dang. Sure. Like, this is a celebrity I like. Like, this person I like, he's getting real with it on his platform. And he's talking about it. So…
Yeah,
using it like that, I feel like is definitely a plus for other people's mental health too.
I feel like
you do use it very positively because you're always posting like, you know, uplifting quotes, motivational quotes, and you're always posting yourself working out, which you know, motivate other people to work out too. So I feel like, I mean, for me, when I see your Instagram, when I see the things you post, I'm like, damn, like he's grinding. Like I should work hard too. But it's not
does
like…
Does it work though? Does it like make you feel like that? Does it really do?
Maybe like every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as
you hit it too much.
Yeah. I was thinking of the right word.
No.
Once in a while. Yeah. No, it'll make me think like, oh, I should eat healthy or like I should go to the gym.
You should.
So was Matt the motivation to do your vegan challenge?
No, not really.
she failed the fourth day anyways.
No, I didn't.
You ate honey.
It's because I didn't know. And I just had like a little bit, okay?
How'd you find out about that?
She told me.
Oh, she told you? Oh, yeah, there you go.
Everyone was
like, start over. Yeah. She's like, no.
God.
I didn't know. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, my bad. Is my voice too loud? All right, but yeah.
Yo, it's what like, do you… What are your guys' thoughts on cancel culture?
Oh my gosh, it's toxic AF.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
I hate it.
In some ways, it's like, it's very educating, I think, in some ways. But sometimes I think people are just too sensitive. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like some ways it's like, cause like, you know, like when we grew up, there was a lot of stuff that you were able to say and like do.
Yeah, dude. It was a different like time.
If you kind of look back, you're like, how was that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then like, you know, so it's like in that sense, I think it's like, yeah, it's like educating. Because it's like, oh shoot, like why am I getting canceled? It's like, oh, okay, I did this wrong. It's like, oh,
yeah.
It's like educating. But yeah, sometimes people are just like too sensitive. You know? It's
like it all makes sense. I agree with you 100%. Everything makes sense as to why you can't do this or else you'll get canceled.
Mm.
But back in the day, people really were like blatant. I don't even want to say blatant. It was just like, it wasn't this sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't this sensitive. Mm.
So I feel like…
I do think social media might have like a big thing to do with it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because… But I mean, I don't know. Even if you watch like movies and stuff, you know? Like there's a lot of lines that like… I watched Hangover recently and I was just like, oh wow, he's allowed to say that? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, it's different. But… For sure, it's like it's very educational.
Mm.
But the thing with cancel culture, it's like, all right, like someone made a mistake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like they cancel them. And even if they're like trying to educate themselves and they're trying to like learn and do better, like cancel culture is like, no, like you made one mistake, like you're out forever.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like they're trying to like actually educate themselves, they're trying to learn. It's like, and with cancel culture, I feel like it's more like, all right, it's like, if everyone's just going to keep canceling, it's like they probably won't feel like even educating themselves.
Yeah.
It's
kind of
going
to…
I mean, if what they did was like criminal, like if they did something really unforgivable, then I understand. But, you know, most of the times it's like something that someone said or like, you know, like a drama they had. And I feel like the way people respond to their mistakes can help them grow. But, you know, people are just like, we're going to take him down. Like he's over. He's canceled. Like,
it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrifying, especially for celebrities. Like when once you see canceled on any like your name and canceled together, it's like, I don't know. I feel like that would like almost make your heart drop because there's really no coming back from that sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know what the worst part is? People, there are a lot of like Twitter accounts and like other accounts on SNS that use cancel culture for their own clout.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, he did this. Oh, he did it. He said this. Take it way out of context. Fit into their own narrative and just blast it like crazy. And those are usually the posts that get like the craziest views. And, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like…
But I mean… Whatever.
I mean
true
like…
True fans will know.
True fans know what's up.
Yeah.
I mean if you don't like someone and if you don't support what they did or you know what they're doing… You could just quietly like unsubscribe, unfollow, you know, not support, not buy their merch or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's… The problem is that they want everyone to do the same. So they're like, you should join me on this. Like he's like… He's a bad person. Like, you know, like he shouldn't have any support. They're just like jeopardizing their career.
Yeah. I mean something scary that I heard was like… People that are like canceling you. So let's say like I'm canceling Ashley because I don't know,
she did something crazy.
She did something crazy. I heard like I would have like two accounts. Or one I'm like, oh Ashley, like, oh I love you. Oh you're so pretty, bro. And then like the other one's like, yo, cancel this.
No, what? The same
people
person.
Do that?
Yeah, I was like that's what I heard. So I was like, I don't know how true that is.
Oh my God.
But I was like, wow, if that's true, that's scary.
Yeah, if, like, if anyone's out there doing that right now, don't do that. Pick one side because that's not good for your like psychological, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, I guess, but I don't know. After I heard that, I was like, that is creepy.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah.
So, what do you guys think about making friends and meeting people online through social media like?
And I mean, it's possible, but I feel like people are different in person and then online or like through like text or whatever. I feel like they're very different. So I feel like you got to see them in person. And then for me, it's way easier to judge someone or like read someone when I actually meet them.
True. Tone and like body language.
Tone and body language, like how they react to certain things and stuff like that. It's easier to like… I'm not like the best at reading people, but I think I'm pretty decent. Mm-hmm. And like it's easier to like read someone when I see them in person. Because online it's just like… Everyone seems nice online.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually used to make a lot of online friends back when I used the Zynga. I feel like it was just easier. Mm. And we would eventually like meet up. And we would become friends.
Oh, snap.
That's girls.
Girls. Okay.
But then…
But how do you know they're real girls? What if it's like a fake account?
I don't know. I just… they posted pictures. But I mean, they could post fake pictures. Yeah. So, but then now I don't think I could do it because I'm just… Scared,
right? Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Scared.
And like our mutual friend, someone apparently used his picture for like an online like dating site or whatever.
People were using my picture too.
And then the girl, they were talking for like 6 months, and she was really convinced that it was him, and they were like in love, like online. So, but then I don't know how, but the person who pretended to be my friend, he had his address. So he was like, oh, meet me here at this address. So when my friend showed up, she like ran up to him. She was like, oh my gosh, like finally we're meeting. My friend freaked out. And he was like, who are you? Like, why are you hugging me? Like, I don't know you. And she was like, what are you talking about? Like, we talked, remember? Blah, blah, blah. Like, we're in love. We're dating, blah, blah, blah. Don't do this to me. And he was like, I'm sorry, but someone like lied to you. That's not me. That wasn't me. And she stood there like waiting outside for like hours. He was like so scared for his life. And yeah, so there are people out there that do that. So you got to be careful too.
That's what catfishing is, right?
Oh my gosh, why would you do that to someone?
I don't know. They have nothing better to do, I guess.
Yeah, this sounds kind of personal though. Like someone who knew him and like wanted to like…
Yeah, so he knew the address and everything.
Yeah.
Unless they're…
But maybe
a stalker or something too. I don't know.
Or maybe because he's like a public figure. They somehow found out about his address.
Maybe.
Yeah, but it's scary.
Whatever it is, you gotta be careful. Some people you meet online could become your like best friends.
Yeah.
It could, but just be careful.
Yeah, like when you're meeting them for the first time in person, I guess, bring someone else with you or like…
Or something, you know. Yeah. Or like meet in a group or something maybe.
Yeah, meet at McDonald's or something. Not somewhere shady.
Yeah, somewhere public.
I don't know. McDonald's kind of sounds a little shady right now. I don't know. Meet me in the back alley of McDonald's.
We're going to get into that dollar menu. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right. So we also have an official Ask Get Real channel on the Dive Studios Discord.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you guys tried going on it?
No.
Shoot. No, not yet. But looks like it's hot there because we got some questions.
I didn't know we had one.
We mentioned it last time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did you guys… Oh, yeah.
Peniel was sleeping with his eyes open.
I remember.
If you guys have something you want us to answer, you guys can leave it there and we might bring it up in an upcoming episode.
Cool.
So, regarding social media, we were asked, social media FOMO.
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Oh, wow.
As a celebrity, you have to be in the know of the latest trends and such. How do you handle being overwhelmed by the amount of info on the internet?
Username M Malingshu.
Yes.
Malingshu.
Like I said, I'm not up to the latest trends. I don't know the latest memes. I don't know what's really hot.
I mean, I feel like you don't have to know what's the latest trend and stuff.
Yeah. I'm not really like overwhelmed or like fazed by like needing to know what the trend is and like what's hot and what's not.
But I feel like people that aren't a celebrity, they do have this mindset.
People that aren't celebrities?
Yeah, they're like, oh, like they're a celebrity, they must know what's in, everything. They have to know what's in.
Dude, we're more lost.
Yeah, we're lost. we're more lost. It's like, what? Like, I'll just like… But I mean, I feel like if you have social media and you just follow like a few like famous pages or whatever, it's just like you automatically know like what's trending these days. Because it'll just pop up on those pages.
Yeah, like naturally.
It's something like that, you know? Yeah. That or like some like meme pages.
9gag.
Nine gag. I mean, I guess 9gag. That's an older account.
Oh,
but
really?
I mean,
okay, see.
That was around for a while, but I mean… No, 9gag. 9gag is still pretty like up to date with like the memes and stuff, I think. Mm. But yeah, it's like… I don't know. You just follow like a few big pages and I feel like they just let you know what's in trend. You don't have to like stress about like… Oh my gosh, like is this in trend now or is this… Am I washed? Like…
True that.
Right? Yeah. I don't think… I don't know. Do you guys have that pressure?
No, I don't feel overwhelmed because I don't like really let it get to me. Like,
right? But,
yeah.
I don't really have FOMO in general, I think. I don't know. Do you guys have FOMO?
Sometimes. Are you a big FOMO person? Yeah. No, not big, but it's sometimes when I want to go out but I can't and I see my friends out, I'll just kind of be like, I want to be there too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like everyone has that.
Yeah. Like, that's like just like in personal life. But as far as being a celebrity and like being in on the latest news and trends, that all comes naturally because you're going to have celebrity friends like you were talking about.
Mm.
Or like they're like keeping up with social media.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were also asked, how far different is your K-pop idol persona to the real you? User Free Hotcakes.
Free hotcakes sounds bomb right now.
That does. It does. I had breakfast. I'm down for some hotcakes now.
I think in the beginning when I was first allowed to make an Instagram, like I had to beg my company for years to let me make one. They were really adamant about not letting me have one because they were afraid that, you know, there might be like drama or like problem.
Like you might like post something make bad. Some mistake or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even for the first few years of having Instagram, they kind of managed it and they double checked what we posted and stuff.
True.
So I wasn't really personable and I wasn't really, I didn't really post anything.
Well, you had to filter it like crazy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, post like TMI. It was just kind of like today or like, you know, just like
today's aesthetics.
Yeah, nothing too personal. But then I feel like it's changing now because I don't have, you know,
a
contract. I'm not under a contract.
You can say what you want now.
Yeah. And I feel like social media is just more fun when you are more personal and when you share, you know, a little bit more about yourself. And
I agree.
People will like that more than just like a boring, bland page of just like pictures. So I try to be a little more and more like my real self now.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. It's not good to be fake.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't really help it either. You know, how different are you?
I'm pretty transparent on my social media nowadays, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff I say on
live
and whatnot.
I saw a clip of you on live talking about losing your V card.
Yup, I answer everything. Yeah, bro. Wow. I'm going to calm down. You heard it here first. I'm going to calm down now. I'm not going to talk about no nasty stuff no more.
But there's so many people who like it too.
Yeah. I mean, because like you never hear idols talking about that kind of stuff. Like,
And I mean, it's like,
it's normal.
It's very different. It's because we grew up in America.
Yeah.
And it's very different. Because in America, it's like celebrities don't really filter themselves out either.
No.
In America. So,
no.
It's different. It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
For me, I feel like even in real life, like, my like when I speak Korean and when I'm with my like English friends, I feel like my personality is like even a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm more American with like when I'm with American friends, obviously.
Right.
And then I feel like I do have like a little more filter.
When speak I'm, Korean,
yeah. But then that naturally like kind of went away a little bit. But I'm still a little more careful when I speak Korean.
Mm.
But yeah, my K-pop idol persona is like, when there's a camera in front of me, I like barely talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in Korean?
Yeah. Oh. I barely talk. Unless I'm like by myself, then I'm like, okay, I have to talk with them.
Yeah.
I'm scared of like something's gonna slip out of my mouth.
Oh my gosh, me too.
I'm not supposed to say or something. And then if I'm like a solo, like yeah, it wouldn't matter, but I got six other members with me, you know?
So oh
like,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
want what I say like to… So it's like on my social media, it's like it's my social media. So I'm like a little more…
open.
Yeah, open with that stuff, but I'm still careful. But like on like TV and stuff, I'm even more careful, I feel like.
Yeah, because you have a big fan base in Korea too.
Yeah.
And I think we get like taught to just kind of…
So
it's important though to
watch
too,
our tongue. Yeah, it's of course, but…
I think I'm pretty different from the real me. And the camera me.
I mean, you're you're not very big with social media, like in the first place. You don't post a lot and you're not very active on it. Yeah. So
I hear your voice though when I read your posts.
Captions,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you because you…
Yeah.
Like in like even when you speak Korean and I'm around you and you speak Korean, you don't seem very different.
Yeah. No, that's because I'm like with like American friends.
Okay.
If it's like all like Korean people, then… I get like a little more shy and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that too.
Oh my god,
captions. They're the hardest to think of. Sometimes it takes me like hours to think of a good caption.
I don't think of a caption. I just write… Okay, post. Yeah.
Captions are important too. So
They are.
Yeah, I find myself stressing over like the caption. Oh, I stress over what I'm going to post next. Because I have like a separate app to show me how the feed looks. And I make sure to like…
A lot of people
arrange it so that it looks like the way I want it. And sometimes it drives me crazy because there's a picture that I want to upload next, but it doesn't look good with my feet. So I'm like, fuck it. Like
the color scheme and like the vibes and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet it's big because you got your aesthetics thing going on.
Sometimes I just want to be like, oh, like just screw the feed. Let me just post whatever. But then
just do it.
Yeah. Just
it's like. But I want it to be pleasing to the eyes when you look at it, you know? And for myself too. I like it when it looks harmonious.
Harmonious. He opened it to go. All right. Yeah, sure.
Oh, also, someone said, since a lot of the younger generation is listening to your podcast, could you talk about being safe in the online world? Have you ever met someone online that gave bad signs? How do you be vigilant while approaching strangers? User Angel with a gunshot.
Oh.
Gunshot.
With a shotgun? But all right.
Great.
Gunshot.
Great.
It's Angel with a shotgun though.
Oh, shotgun. Oh.
Yeah. But it was close enough. Close enough.
Almost there.
Hey, she's just, support. Gunshot.
She did it on purpose.
Yeah, you want to promote a little bit right now? Since it came out anyway?
Yeah, listen to Gunshot. It's out now. It came out August 26th.
Cool. It's all right. Yeah.
We kind of brushed on this a little before.
Yeah, a little bit. We were talking about like how meeting people online.
Mm-hmm. Be careful. Do your research on who they are if you're going to meet them.
Because these days, it's so easy to like the internet. You know, like everything is accessible these days.
Yeah.
Type anyone online and I'm sure like something's going to pop up about them.
Yeah.
Even if they're not a public figure. So do your research. Ask around. Because you know on like… Instagram and stuff, it says like mutuals and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm. when they're
following. So, if you have mutuals, like ask those people, like, oh, yo, like, this person just followed me. They seem like they want to like become friends or something. Like, how are they? Like, ask your mutuals.
Yeah.
What else is there that you could do? Yeah, if you're going to meet up, I guess meet up in a group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In a public place.
Yeah, public place. If they're like, the back alley of McDonald's, then you know that's kind of
that's good.
A little sus. So
make sure you like FaceTime before and
that's
FaceTime
a good one
too for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because like I know a few friends that met online and they're married, but I also heard some stories where they met online, they were dating, and they finally decide to meet each other, and when they meet, the other person's completely different. Like they just wanted that person's money. They're kind of like a gold digger, you know.
Yeah, gotta be careful.
So you gotta be careful.
That's why I said, like, when you meet people in person, it's a lot easier to read them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Kind of. So
yeah, because it's so easy to fake, you know, conversations, and like it's so easy to pretend to be sweet.
Yeah,
and
also it's like how you're like kind of like interpreting what they say too. You know, like if you think that person's mad. What they sent, it's going to sound mad.
If you think that person's happy,
what they sent is going to sound happy. Like the same sentence. So it's like how you're kind of interpreting their emotions and how they feel too. So I feel like for sure like FaceTime or like something.
Yeah.
FaceTime. FaceTime is a big one. FaceTime for sure.
Yeah.
Gosh,
it's unless so scary. You're an Android user, then they don't have FaceTime.
You could download Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom. There's Google has like yes. whatever too. I mean, there's just yeah, you know, video calls. Many ways to video call.
Yeah. Mm. All in yeah. all, take as you can never be too safe. Take mm-hmm. all the precautions. FaceTime, I feel like, is number yeah. one.
There are a lot of predators out there who will take advantage of people who
for
are just,
sure.
you know, kind of like. Lonely or
yeah,
you know, yeah. If they yeah. seem lonely, mm-hmm. if they seem like depressed mm-hmm. or something, you know, some
evil people out there, dude.
Yes, yeah. please stay safe. Be careful.
Gotta be safe. Gotta be safe.
All right, we had fun talking about social media today.
Got in on it.
Yes, don't let the number of followers or the amount of likes.
Why are you looking at me while you say that?
Peniel, don't worry.
I'm sorry.
All right, it's gonna.
It's like, I lost one follower today.
Oh,
so stressed.
God. People actually stress over that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They have like separate apps that tell you yeah. who unfollowed you and stuff.
I know who you're talking about.
Let's make social media like a happy and healthy thing.
Yeah,
no,
as much as we
a,
can.
Not positive, a place of positivity. Toxicity.
Yeah, and remember, don't try not to get depressed while looking on social media because once again, people usually only upload the highlights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not gonna upload like them being in a fight like with someone or like them yeah. like you know like losing something or whatever.
Yeah, or like someone just looks so gorgeous or someone just looks so good all the time. Don't feel bad because they probably take like 2,000 pictures in the best lighting yeah. with the photographer and they select like one or two pictures from the 2,000. I mean, I can attest to that.
And
I'd make people to
filter
do that myself. Yes,
that.
And like filters too.
When
so.
Ashley asks you to take a picture for her,
mm-hmm.
you just have to take it really bad and then she'll never ask you.
Yes.
I take like 3 pictures. I'm like this. She's like, no, like, you know, like change the angle. I'm like, like this. She's like, oh, she's like, Joan.
Joan,
can you take
a picture?
I'm like.
Yes.
She's like, I thought you were good at photography, Peniel. I was like, Joan, can you?
I'm yeah,
like,
and he's always like, I'm not good at taking pictures of people.
I'm
but
like,
it
yeah.
was all an excuse.
Oh, no. I'm not good at, what? I'm not good with people. Anyways,
right. Yes, yeah, stay updated on the show through our Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And talking about Instagram and social media, follow us at our personal Instagrams too. Mine
no.
is Ashley B. Choi,
Ashtelix, Big Matthew with 2 T's and 3 W's.
B2B Peniel, BTOBPENIEL.
Yes,
and then my Twitter is just Peniel Shin.
All right,
follow.
Yes. And full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods like a day after it is released on Spotify and Apple Music. Mm-hmm. So go check that out too. And yep. make sure to subscribe to and review this podcast. And thank you so much for listening.
Five
we'll star. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.